And the annual pre-budget clamour is really crunched into high gear today. Michelle Grattan joins us in our Parliament House studios too. Michelle, hello there.
Hi, Fran.
So the Treasurer's comments in the Fin Review were striking, I think, Michelle. We're reaching the end phase of what's been a pretty long road, all these years of really hard slog, not long to go now. All gloomy talk of debt and deficit banished. What do you make of this upbeat approach?
Certainly, the government clearly wants to get a positive atmosphere, a positive vibe, if you like, as we run into the budget. But as you were saying with Matthias Cormann, it's not quite clear what the end of the road is that it's pointing to. I think from the point of view of ordinary people, they would be looking for higher growth and higher wages because there's been such a period of fairly flat wages growth.
Mm. And this upbeat sort of vibe, as you say, ahead of the budget, this is feeling more to, I mean, normally the first budget after an election is a tough budget. It's got tough, and think Tony Abbott's 2014 budget. Now, they don't want to revisit that, of course. But this budget is all about, as you say, good vibes. It's all about spending on big national projects like the Inland Railway, we think, the second airport in Sydney. There's going to be some handouts for first home buyers. The high-income earners are going to get rid of that, you know, pesky 2% tax that they got in 2014. This feels like a pre-election budget, not a post-election budget.
I don't know that it'll be as generous as that, but I think that you're right. It's not in the normal groove of the first budget of a term. And there are all sorts of mixed messages in it too. For example, the infrastructure spending, the government itself is going to be involved in construction. Now, that's not a course a coalition government would normally take. So that's pretty unusual. The projects in the end would be sold off, but nevertheless, this direct involvement is quite novel in recent times for a Conservative government. Mm. I think from the point of view of the ordinary voter, they will be looking to things of core interest to them, and that's health and education. With education, we expect more imposts on students going to university, so that's going to be a negative for quite a few people. And in health, there'll be some an unfreezing of the Medicare rebate, but that'll be phased in, and already Labor is setting the bar very high by saying the government should reverse all cuts that it's made in Medicare. Now, remembering the last election when Medicare was such a sensitive issue, I think there'll be some tough judgments to be made on the government on that issue from voters.
And then there's the Senate. Of course, the government tried in 2014, I think it was, with a whole raft of those changes to higher education. It didn't get through the Senate. They've come back. This is not as punitive to the universities, certainly. It does put the load on the students more than cuts overall to the university body. Do you think this is likely to get through the Senate?
I think it's hard to know at this stage. This Senate is a bit better for the government than the last one. But nevertheless, I think in this case, it'll be a matter of the detail, just how tough it is on students, which will determine whether it gets through in the end.
And just very briefly on the GST carve-up, persistent pressure from WA Liberals over the GST carve-up. Now we've got this Productivity Commission review. The minister there not really indicating, you know, which direction it should go, but clearly they want some change. How political is this, do you think?
Well, it is political. I think that the government's very worried about seats in Western Australia. It's a bit ironic that Colin Barnett, who, of course, was dramatically defeated, was pressing for a better deal on the GST. So it's a wonder it wasn't announced earlier. But still, experts do say that it is a bit unpredictable how this review will work out, who'll be better off, worse off among the states and territories, certainly Western Australia. You'd expect to be better off. Mm. But in terms of some of the other states, it's just hard to know before it happens.
Okay, Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is Chief Political Correspondent for The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University.